You may express it in different forms, but you must be able to communicate with God. It sounded very difficult for people out of the church to understand why people pray. They say, why do you pray? You can't see God you're talking to. You're just standing in your house or in the church and you're talking, and you think God hears you? Then that brings us to the second question, or second outline. Why should we pray? Remember, the main outline says master key. And our test or memory verse, Matthew 7:7, say ask, seek, and then knock. The question is, why should we pray? If I ask you, why should you pray? I'm sure you have different answers to that question. I want to pray because, yes, let's do that. Why should we pray? Don't look too much into your outline. I know you have some answers there already. Why should we pray? Why?
Because it's God's commandment.
Are you looking at your outline, sir?
Not yet. No. I don't look yet.
You have not looked at it yet. Yeah. So, number one, we pray because God says we should pray.
Yeah.
Well, if God says we should pray, then why should we pray? Is it because we just want to do what God says we should do?
Because through it, God solves our problem.
So, when we pray, God solves our problem. Interesting. Why should we pray? Yes?
To me, just have to talk to the Father all the time.
You just have to talk to Him.
Yeah, talk to Him. And that by request, you just have to talk to Him. It's like my son talk to me all the time. So, and I have to talk to my Father.
So you must maintain relationship to pray. Yes?
I actually wanted to say that you must maintain relationship to pray. And according to Matthew 7, chapter 7, it says, ask and it shall be given unto you. God already knows everything we need, but He wants us to ask.
He still wants us to ask, even though you know. It's kind of very funny for people to believe, okay, if your God knows everything,
yes,
why does He want you to ask then?
Because He created us for that reason.
Interesting. Let us read the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Why should we pray? Why should we pray? Because most times when we say, well, we need to pray for 1 hour, we need to pray for 35 minutes, we need to do all kinds. The question really is, why? Luke 18:1, if you're there. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, if you're there. James 5:13, if you're there. Luke 18:1.
Then Jesus told His disciples a parable.
Jesus told His disciples a parable
to show them that they should always pray and not give up.
He told them a parable to show that they should always pray and not lose heart or faint. Jesus was telling them parable that they should always pray. Why? We'll see that. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, if you're there, please.
Pray continually.
Pray continually, yes.
Give thanks. Circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Amen. This is a letter of Paul to the people in Thessalonica. Pray without ceasing. That has always been subject of confusion. You know, people will be like, if I have to pray without ceasing, it means I'm not going to do anything. Why do I have to pray on and on and on? You know, I should be doing other things. If I'm going to pray about a problem and I keep praying about it, I never go deal with the problem, you know, what's going to happen? Pray without ceasing and give thanks. Yes, first, let's do James 5:13 so that we can move on from there.
James 5:13. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray.
Yes.
Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Amen. We have seen there are so many other examples in the Bible. Number one, Jesus was the first person that we could look at as example. For so many people prayed in the Bible. But Jesus, being an essence of the Holy Spirit, had to pray through every situation. It does not appear that Jesus was praying over every situation, but apparently he prayed through every situation. Let's start. When he was about to be baptized, Bible says, and he stepped in the water, and as he was praying, the Spirit of the Lord descended upon him, and the Spirit came like a dove, was praying. As Jesus was praying one day, as he finished praying, disciples asked him, "Sir, teach us to pray." And in Mark, and Jesus will set himself apart and go all night to pray. And when that was all through, Jesus just starting the ministry. See how he started and he continued the ministry. Many times Jesus would do a miracle. "Father, I thank you for this offering." When they brought food, fish and bread, and he now gave. When he was to go heal Lazarus or bring Lazarus back from death, "Oh Father, I thank you because you hear me always. Lazarus, come forth." When Jesus was about to be tried, given physical pain in his body, he called three disciples. "Three of you, please come and pray with me. Please intercede for me for at least 1 hour." They were sleeping and tired. Say, "You can't watch for just 1 hour." And he will go and pray and go and pray and go and pray. If Jesus, because we studied this in the last Bible study we did, being the essence of God, the Spirit of God through the power of Holy Spirit, knowing fully well that he comes from the Father. Remember the argument in John chapter 8? That he said, "I know I come from the Father. I know I come from heaven. I knew what was happening in the beginning of time." But as long as he's physically in this world, he knows he had to pray. Jesus, having all the power, praying through every situation, means he gave us a perfect example of what we need to do to get to the Father. You may know the Father. If we don't pray to the Father, we cannot have relationship with him. If we don't pray to the Father, we cannot be obedient to that commandment that says, always talk to him. Without praying to the Father, we won't be able to ask whatever we need. We can think what we want. We can plan what we want. We can try what we want. We can venture into whatever we want. But without asking God, we will never know the mind of God. And one thing that we know about God is always very purposeful. Whenever he creates anything, he has a purpose. Think of it for a moment. This device, this microphone, was designed to amplify voice. That's the purpose of it. I can use this thing for something else. I can use it to play drums. I can use it to probably clear table, just use it to rake things. I can use the foam on top of it to clean the screen. But that will not be the purpose. The only purpose is known by the manufacturer. If we were created by God indeed, and we know we have purpose, we are not just random thing, then it is our responsibility to always ask him and say, "Father, what is it and how do I navigate these issues of life?" Life itself can be complicated because things, so many things are just jumbled up. Without asking, without praying, without seeking, without requesting, without really making God know for sure what we need, every other thing we do will be trial and error. "Oh, maybe this should work. Maybe that should work. Oh, maybe if I try harder, maybe if I look more intently, maybe if I wait at this station or wait at that station." It's all maybe. The only thing that is absolutely sure, and really this is how some things will come together. Jesus, when he told the disciples, "I will go and I will be killed and I will be murdered in Jerusalem." They know that's not going to happen. Don't pray that prayer. Don't speak bad words. Because sometimes we think that some things are just bad things. Right? Jesus was telling the disciples, he said, "No, don't say it." But he said, "No, that is the will of the Father." You can never pray the right prayers without knowing the will of the Father or the purpose for which you were created. So, fulfilling a purpose is embedded in prayer. It is impossible for us to really succeed if we don't continually ask God. And remember what Jesus said in Matthew 6. Don't think prayer is just making noise. Don't think prayer is doing something in front of other people. Don't think prayer is where you feel satisfied because people think, oh, that brother is a prayer warrior. He said none of those really matter. What is important is that we communicate. And he gave us template: adoration, praise, thanksgiving, confession. Remember that word, confession. And then supplication. Supplication involves begging or asking or being at the mercy of somebody. You can intercede as a matter of supplication. You can bring your petition. Petition is a very simple thing, because sometimes we think supplication is petition. It is. Petition is, you have said you will do this, and I'm bringing to you, sir, that which you said you will do. Please, I'm requesting that you do that which you promised me to do. That is petition. You petition somebody against a written or known promise. If you want to write a petition against somebody, you say, oh, the person should be doing this and this and this. It's not doing it. Let's petition that person. Let's write something to say, this person is not living up to that standard. You know, people write petition at work. Right? It is not very common these days, but back, some time back, petition in government is high. You know, somebody is in position of authority petition. When you petition God, you must bring God's promise before him and say, sir, you said I will be blessed. I'm asking that you really bless me. You are not just randomly requesting. You are asking based on a given word that God has said. Why should we pray? So that we may be blessed. So that we may have direction. So that we may seek God. So that we may understand what God has in store for us. Several people prayed in the Bible. Several people prayed in the Bible. And I'm sure there are some questions you have in your heart. Why is it that some prayers never get answered? Why is it that all my prayers, I don't think God, all of them really, God probably just look at some and just trash them. Sincerely, be sincere to yourself now. There are some specific prayers you pray, you'll be like, I don't think God had that one. Or maybe God didn't just want to hear them or didn't want to do anything about them. We're gonna do that as a general question for us to answer. Why God does not answer our prayers? Last one we want to look at is, where and when can we pray? You know, things are changing these days. Before, the only place that people feel strongly that their prayers will be answered is either church, a cathedral, when you have some man of God or woman of God or priest or prophecy coming out, and then you pray in front of that person.